Lady Beaver girls tennis team. They won their home invite on Monday, and they squeaked it out by a point over Colby. And I know those two teams are continuing to battle here this year. And Scott City will be headed to Garden City coming up here on Saturday for the Garden City Invitational. Varsity is going to have a really busy slate coming up here over the next few weeks. A lot of competition coming up here over the next week as they have their second half of the season. We're going to talk to a couple of the senior players here, and we'll see who wants to take the headset first here. It's either going to be, it'll be a senior, I'll guarantee you that here, but we're going to get Haley Hickert first. And how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Thank you again for joining me. And first off, congratulations. A great day for you on Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but very hot.
Yeah, and, you know, getting the win at number two singles and battling not only the heat, which is around almost 100 degrees, I believe, but also the wind. How did you survive all that on Monday?
Lots of water for the heat and just learning how to be able to hit it with the wind either going against you or with you.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, luckily the wind didn't shift on you during the day, so you could adjust to that. It didn't have to adjust to that as well. But, yeah, Monday, big day there going undefeated on the day. And what seemed to work for you real well on Monday?
Just really hitting it back and a lot of just hitting it to their backhand, really, because a lot of the girls don't practice that very much, it seemed, and just hitting it to their backhand really helped.
And you've had a pretty good improvement here this year. Of course, this is your first full year on varsity and holding down that number two singles. What's the experience been for you?
It's been really fun. I've got to meet lots of people, and it's just been really fun.
What do you think you're probably the strongest part of your tennis game is?
Definitely net whenever I go up there and be able to spike down the balls.
Yeah, that's that adrenaline rush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here you are halfway through the season, and your next half is going to come here in a pretty quick span here in less than 2 weeks here. But Saturday you go down to Garden City, and what are you looking forward most to playing down there?
Just being able to play singles with some of the girls, and a lot of them are really nice, but there's some that don't have very good attitudes. But it's really fun to meet the new people and just be able to play.
What would you like to see with yourself as you get pushed toward regionals here?
I want to get better at my serves, and I've been practicing that, trying to get a higher toss with them.
Okay, excellent. Well, you've had a good season so far. Congratulations on the win Monday. Good luck to you coming up here. And once again, the senior Haley Hickert joining us here. Also, another senior, Jimena Garcia. She's playing doubles, number two doubles on Monday, and had a good day there. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a pretty fun senior season. Is it going fast enough for you?
Yeah, it's going by really fast.
Almost too fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess kind of go through how you felt like your first half of your season's been.
I feel like the first two meets were definitely a bit of a challenge for me because they were different. These were 8 points instead of 6 points. And so you don't really realize how much of a change that really is until you actually do it. And so 8 points was definitely more difficult for me.
And you've had a different partner here this year, Kennedy Wassinger, I believe it is, a junior there. And what's the communication like between you two?
It all just depends on like kind of where the ball goes. And like, so if it goes, like if I'm in the front and she's on like the right and I'm on the left, she'll yell switch. And like, we just really make sure to tell each other where we're going and who has to get it. And like, if I got it, I'll say I got it. Or like, hey, that's you. And it's just like lots of communication, just like saying switch and stuff like that.
Well, probably your first meet here this year, about 3 weeks ago to now, is it amazing how much improvement that you've made?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of improvement in the past, has it been 2 weeks? 2 weeks? Yeah, in the past 2 weeks, I've seen a lot of improvement in myself and us as a team, too.
Well, I know it's got to be pretty exciting how fast things are going here, but maybe at the same time, you know, you don't want it to go too fast here. But what would you like to see with you guys as you move through this season?
I really want to see us, like, bond more together. Like, we do have like our fun times and stuff, but I really want to see us like get closer and actually bond more with the team, and not just like varsity, like JV too. Like, I want to get closer with all the girls.
Awesome. Okay. Before I let you go, I gotta ask, do you like playing in the net, or do you like playing it toward the back there in a doubles?
I like a little bit of both. I like hitting from the back because I get to get like deep shots and stuff like that. But when I'm in the front and like they're hitting it right to me, I like to slam it.
When you're at the front there, you got to have your head on a swivel, don't you?
Yeah, you have to be ready for anything when you're at the front.
But then you could just return the favor right back.
Yeah.
All right. Jimena Garcia joining us here from Scott City Girls Tennis here. And thanks again, Jimena, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Jimena Garcia. Now we're going to be talking here with Coach Corbin Jansen here as well. And Lady Beavers' first place finish there on Monday. And Coach Jansen joining me here. Well, Coach, welcome back to the show. It's been a few months here.
Yeah, I finally talked Coach into letting me back on here.
I imagine she really twisted your arm,
yep,
huh?
Yep.
The Monday was a good day for you guys, a hot day, but you guys persevered through it. But the others also had to deal with the elements and came out on top. A good win for you guys on Monday.
Yeah, I think we were well prepared for the heat. You know, it's been a hot fall here, and the girls' play didn't really diminish a whole lot. Energy was kind of down just overall. You know, the sun really takes it out of you. But saw a couple really good opponents in Colby and Larned, and showed that we were able to hang right there with them and came out on top. It was a great day.
It seems like, just kind of looking back from this year and the recent years, it feels like this is probably one of the tougher Scott City Invitationals in a while.
Yeah. You know, there wasn't a lot of seniors last year overall, with the exception of the five that we lost off the varsity squad. And everyone else got better. We certainly did. You know, we didn't drop off a whole lot, we showed. But, yeah, overall, you know, Larned has a really tough squad. They're going to probably come out here and compete for the 3-2-1A regional, and then Colby joins us and McPherson for the 4A regional, and you know, we'll be sick of them by that point, but hopefully can continue to pick up some wins against them.
Yeah, no, it's probably a mutual thing, just because you guys see each other so much
for
this
sure.
year.
Yep, you know, it's nothing personal,
yeah.
But
no, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just the play there, we mentioned Haley doing a good job at number one singles, winning that. And I know it was kind of a tough day for some of your doubles and singles players as well, just how deep the competition was. But, you know, even though you had third place finish from Mallory Cup there, and also third place from your number one doubles team there, they played some players that were just, they weren't slouches at all.
Right. And you know, they didn't go and get their butt kicked either. You know, they handled their own and showed that they can compete with the best of them out here in Western Kansas. I think our meet is probably one of the tougher ones, us and the Garden City Invitational. So I was very pleased. You know, Haley's been a great surprise. We knew what she was capable of. She had some varsity experience last year, but really has improved. All the girls have shown so much growth this year. It's been great to see.
You know, you mentioned some of the teams in your tournament that have had improvements. Larned's been a pretty good team. Colby's been a pretty good team. But I noticed, you know, Greeley County's really got some great players year in, year out. And I noticed Goodland really kind of, they're starting to find a groove there. You know, it's their third year back for tennis.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Goodland has continued to just try to build numbers and the love of the game. And now she's got some players that have stuck with her for a few years, and they've really developed. Ulysses this year has gotten a lot better, a lot of energy on that squad. So it's great to see just the GWAC overall being up from last year, I would say.
That's going to be pretty fun in a couple weeks, the league meet. That's going to be some pretty good meets.
Yeah, we haven't even seen Cimarron as a full team, and we haven't matched up, you know, head-to-head against anyone as a full squad. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. It'll be exciting.
Well, you got three matches in front of that one, and one of those starts this Saturday. You go down to Garden City to that Invitational, and you guys really had a good showing there last year and competing against all the way from 6A to 3-2-1A, and it should be another good meet for you guys. I think it's probably good timing for you guys to see some of the bigger schools on Saturday, really help with maybe some different things that you'll see come regionals.
That's right. You know, we'll see a few new teams, and then – hopefully some of those that we've seen already, we can show how much we've improved since the beginning of the season. And, see where we stand against them. We've got four meets in, 8 or 9 days here, and this will be the start of that.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, in Garden City, they don't have number ones and number twos, right?
Yeah, it's an open draw, so we kind of send in where we think they belong as far as a seed. And, that's exciting for those twos to see how they can compete with number ones and hopefully get some upsets in there and get some good wins for some regional seeding.
You guys are off to a good start here this year. I know it's kind of getting going a little later than maybe you expected, but, that's all right. Get a lot of competition in here and over the next few days or so, but it should be a fun one here. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, here. And good luck to you guys coming up here on Saturday and, of course, at Ellsworth on Tuesday.
Yep, thank you, Adam.